a B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead.
I cannot believe that Nick's plan worked. Cindy is Apollo. There actually is an Apollo, and I'm about to sit down with her, him, Apollo. Jesus. Hey, Cindy, thank you for meeting with me.
Yeah, I was hoping for a park or something more private.
Yeah, well, I'm less likely to get murdered and stuffed in the back of a trunk in a breakfast diner. So I think this place will be fine. It's got a booth in the back. There's only a few folks here. And look, they all have their faces in their phones. And this place has the best waffles. What can I get for you?
I'm not hungry.
Well, you're missing out. Well, where should we start?
I don't know. You are the one who called for this meeting.
Well, let's start with the why. Why did you torture Nick?
Torture Nick?
Yeah. You had him beat half to death, blew up his car. Heck, to me, I'm starting to wonder if you even killed his best friend and pinned it all on him.
You can't be serious.
And you can't really deny it.
Sure, I messed with him a little, but I had nothing to do with Ted's murder.
Well, then open up. Tell me what happened. The truth. The whole truth.
I wanted to make Nick suffer for what he did to us.
Us?
My family. Nick stole everything from us. My daddy was everything to me. I lost my dad, my mom lost her husband, and my uncle lost his brother and best friend. And why? So Nick could have a few extra dollars to spend? My dad took his life because of Nick. He ruined his life to the point that he couldn't stand it anymore. My daddy did everything the right way. He drove a 20-year-old Camry just so he could afford to pay the mortgage on his shop. He paid every bill on time, to the point he went without things so that bills were paid and we had everything we wanted. My daddy is gone because Nick stole everything from him.
If your dad was adamant that the mortgage was paid, why didn't he take that evidence to the bank?
He did. He walked in that bank with the paperwork showing that he was paid in full and demanded to know why he was being foreclosed on.
Why didn't they stop the process?
Well, he met with Ted. Ted told him he would take a look at it and get back to him. When he called Dad back, Ted told him that on their end, Daddy owed over 6 months of unpaid mortgage and the process was going to continue.
So, your dad met with two people. One's dead and the other person is in prison for murder. Sounds convenient.
I can't say I'm losing sleep over it, but I didn't want anyone to die.
I still don't understand the Apollo thing. Sure, if what you're saying is true, I get the anger, but call the authorities. Call someone higher up in the bank. Do something, but Apollo? That's just crazy.
We did speak to higher-ups at the bank. Nick and Ted ran the place. Authorities were called, and they sided with the bank. Our attorneys took one look at the official bank records and told us that we needed to pay the loan and make it current. No one believed us.
But creating a fictional character to torture Nick? What was your goal? What was the end game?
Nick was out of control. It wasn't just my family hurt by corruption. There were others. If police were not going to stop him, we were.
I still don't understand your end goal. How is this torture going to expose him? If all this is true, it demands justice, not vigilante justice. And Ted, why would you kill Ted?
Nick tried to ruin me. Nick tried to take away my business, but I wasn't about to let him do that. I worked too hard for some pencil pusher to come in and close up my shop.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm sorry, who are you?
Ray Burns, owner of Pax Restaurant.
Yeah, I met you one time, but at your other place, the barbecue place.
Fitz.
Heck yeah, I love that place. Well, to be honest, when you stopped smoking your meat, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah, we had an employee go rogue on us and started trying to cut corners. I let him go.
So, tell me about you and Nick.
Well, it's really the same story Cindy told you. Business was good, I was paying my mortgage and even paying more principal, but I started getting letters from the bank that we were behind on payments.
I'm trying to wrap my head around all this. If you were paying the bank every month and Nick was stealing from you, why would he not just let you continue to make payments so he could keep taking your money?
If the money is missing, we had to show that he was taking steps to foreclose. It was all a way to cover himself.
So you and Cindy worked together. Cindy, you told him to meet us here.
I got my hair cut by Bill since I was a boy. When you keep the same barber your whole life, you get to know them. Bill told me what was going on with the bank, and when I got my letter, I knew we were in the same boat. I reached out to Cindy to let her know that I was sorry about her dad, and I was also taken for a ride by Nick.
So, two people now experiencing the same thing. Did you tell the police? Why couldn't they see the pattern?
Ever notice who sponsors the police fundraisers around here? It's hard to get the police to listen to you when they are driving brand new Teslas paid for by Nick's bank.
A corrupt police department working with a corrupt bank. Well, if true, I now have a second season of the podcast. Maybe later.
You really don't understand how deep this goes.
I know a man is dead, and Nick is on trial for his murder. I know that Nick is telling me that he didn't kill his best friend and that someone named Apollo set him up to take the fall for it. I know that I am sitting here talking to two people who obviously had a reason to want to hurt Nick, so you're right. I don't know how deep this is. And while I'm being perfectly honest, I am starting to wonder if Nick is being framed.
Good morning, folks. The name's Troy. Alex, I hear what you're saying. I can see how you'd suspect Apollo had something to do with Ted's murder, but that isn't the case. We wanted Nick to go down for this, not Ted.
Ah, anyone else here want to join us? Anyone? No? No. Jesus, Cindy, you could have mentioned that there were some others joining us. So, Troy, safe to assume you are a business owner, had a loan with First Quality Bank, Nick was the loan officer, and things didn't go so well.
Pretty much sums it up, but there's a little more to it. Yeah, Nick started to foreclose on my business, but it didn't end there. I had mutual funds held by his bank. When he shut down my business, he started tapping into those funds as well. I was literally watching my whole life's work vanish. When I saw the mutual funds were being tapped into, I pulled everything out of his bank. I wish I'd done it sooner.
I get that you all have every reason to hate Nick. I really do. But there had to be a better way. A legal way to hold him accountable.
You're right. And we tried. No one would touch Nick. I was able to gain access to the bank records.
Hacked. You hacked into the bank servers.
Call it what you want. I can show you Nick was funneling money into the chief's account. The police department chief was profiting off Nick's embezzlement. Why would they cut off the hand that was feeding them?
You know, there are other agencies, right? The local PD is not the only folks who would have been able to handle this.
You think the chief of police is going to allow another agency to come in and possibly expose this? No way. We don't want to wait around and let Nick get away with this and possibly even hurt more people while we waited. No. Nick had to be stopped.
Cindy, you had Nick beaten half to death, blew up his car, stalked him. You're telling me that you're capable of doing all this, but you don't see how it looks when you may have also killed Ted and pinned it all on Nick? Cindy, you are Apollo, and the court deserves to hear this.
We are Apollo.
We didn't kill Ted.
I got into the bank system before. Heck, I can try to do it again to see if I can find footage from that night. I can prove none of us killed Ted.
There's no footage. Conveniently, the footage was lost. That part makes sense now. A person with your skill set could easily destroy footage to protect yourself.
Alex, I nor anyone else here hurt Ted. We think Nick killed Ted. Nick knew Ted was aware of Nick's scheme. Ted was a good man. He wasn't going to turn a blind eye to this. Nick had to kill Ted to keep his cash flow.
Yeah, that's a thought, but it's logical to think that you kill Nick's best friend to make him feel like he lost something too, just like all of you.
Alex, Apollo is real. We are a group of people whose lives were ruined by Nick. There are more of us. each of which wanted justice and revenge. But we did not kill Ted. Nick was in over his head and killed Ted to try to escape the inevitable fact that he was about to be exposed for stealing from so many people. Don't let him fool you. Nick is an evil man. He would do anything to anyone to help himself.
I don't know who to believe anymore.
Alex, you are going to have to figure this out on your own. Uncover the truth.
A B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead. Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.